start by bowing our heads to say a prayer to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, help us to hear your voice in the silence of our heart. Help us to respond to what you're asking us today, what you're telling us. Help us to be docile and humble. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, during the course of our life on earth, there's times when we may be fearful, and there's times when we may get discouraged. And oftentimes that's a result of our distancing ourselves from God. The first reading is from the prophet Isaiah. It's 8 centuries before Christ. And in this first reading, he is speaking to the chosen people of God who are exiled in Babylon. And why are they in Babylon? Because they weren't listening to the voice of the Lord God. They weren't doing it God's way. They were doing it their own way. So before you know it, they were distancing themselves further and further. And now they find themselves in exile. But he has a message of hope. So he says, be strong and fear not. Here is your God who comes to save you. He's prophesying about the coming of the Christ Messiah. But what he's also saying is, even though you had forgotten God for a period of time, God will never forget you or never forsake you. But at times we need to repent of ourselves to see the position that we're in is because we distance ourselves from God. Now, in our spiritual life, if we're not frequenting the sacraments, if we're not praying on a daily, regular basis, slowly but surely, we start drifting up further and further where we can't listen to the voice of God, but we can't even hear his voice because we've gotten so far away. Now, Pope Leo the Great, who was in the office of readings today, which the deacons and priests pray every day, there's a beautiful reading from Leo the Great, and he said this one sentence I'll share here. What you long for will be given you. What you love will be yours forever. What you long for will be given you. And what you love will be yours forever. We should look at our daily lives. Our daily lives tells us what is the center of life. What do we truly love? Who do we truly love? If we love Christ, we will make him a priority. If we desire Christ, we desire to listen to his voice, someday we will be with Christ in eternity, he's saying. But what happens if we don't strive to listen to God's voice? We could hear it, but not if we're not listening. What happens is we miss so much. I'll tell you a true story. This happened about 5 years ago. It was January 12, 2007. The Washington Post conducted an experiment. And they got this, considered one of the world's best violinists, Joshua Bell, to play at the Metro Station in Washington, D.C. And now Joshua has performed in all these different orchestras throughout the world. And he's a very sought-after musician. And he has this violin, a Stradivarius. And the violin he has is estimated to be worth $3.5 to $4 million. There's a long history to it, and you can go online and you can read the story and you can actually see things on YouTube. Well, anyway, what happens, they get Joshua Bell in this experiment, plays at a train station. And he dressed like in just plain clothing, like a street musician, and he has a hat out there looking for donations, okay? And he'll be out there for 45 minutes playing on the violin. And the Washington Post set up a camera hidden to watch all of this. And during the 45 minutes of his playing of the violin, said that 1,097 people passed by him. Seven stopped to listen, and he received $32.17 in tips. That's not counting someone who did recognize him, put $20 in there. Now, just 2 days before, he was playing in Boston with the orchestra. And to get into that, to listen to him, you had to pay at least $100. So he's out there, he's going back and forth. You can see this online, it's quite interesting. Now, all these people are passing by. And he's playing, they said, Johann Sebastian Bach, some of the most difficult music in the world, most well-written, considered the best violinist and the best violin out there. And all these people are passing by. They hear it, but they're not listening. What's happening is they don't have an ear for quality and for goodness of what is truly beautiful. And one after another passing by, the Washington Post reporter wrote, her name's Jean Weingarten, wrote, "No one knew it, but the fiddler standing against a bare wall outside the metro in the indoor arcade at the top of the escalators was one of the finest classical musicians in the world, playing some of the most elegant music ever written on one of the most valuable violins ever made." And someone posted this comment, a philosophical question. If we do not have a moment to stop and to listen to one of the best musicians in the world playing the best music ever written, how many other things are we missing in life? You know, the Lord God, He's speaking to you and I every day. How many times are we not listening? We don't perceive His voice. In the gospel for today, the Lord works a miracle. There's a gentleman who was deaf, never heard before. So the Lord takes him aside, he knows, he takes him aside away from the crowd, away from the noise and the hustle bustle of the world. He takes him off the side and he restores his hearing. Now, after this gentleman has his hearing, guess what has to happen? He has to develop listening. He never heard birds chirp before. What's that? Never heard the sound of rain. Never heard someone when their voice with an angry tone. Never heard the different nuances in the voice. So he had learned how to listen. But what a grace. The very first voice that he hears and listens to is God Himself, Jesus Christ. Now look at that. Wow. You and I, most of us here, assuming, presuming, have the gift of hearing. But we don't use it properly, do we? How many times spouses communicating back and forth, they hear each other, but are they listening to each other? I like when I mention spouses, I could see little elbows going, I could see little looks like that, eyes like that. Or parents like this one. How many times parents are speaking to your children, they hear you, but they're not listening. You know, the saying, one goes one in here, one out the other. They haven't listened, they haven't absorbed it. Did you hear what I said? Oh, yeah. No, they didn't. Huh? They weren't listening. They heard, but didn't listen. They heard the vibration of the sound. But you know, the Lord God, He could say that. You stand right here yourself. People of Israel, with the prophet Isaiah in the first reading, I'm speaking to you all the time. I have a wonderful plan for you, but you're not listening. That's why you're in exile. If you'd only listen to me, things would go so much better in your life. But the key is the quiet. Father Barry was showing me the Wall Street Journal this weekend. In the travel section, there was a section that says, quote, "Around the world, overloaded travelers are turning down the volume with silent retreats. Going quiet is said to soothe the frazzled nerves and lower blood pressure, not to mention to give you some time for reflection in a very noisy world." And then I had a picture of the Trappist monastery that's not too far away from us, there in Piasta, New Mallory. Adding like that. Now, I'm going to give you some words here, some advice from a great spiritual master, Blessed Mother Teresa. It was her feast day just on September 5th, several days ago, and the saints have this ability to listen to the voice of God throughout the day, not just when they're at Mass or praying the rosary, but throughout the day, and they would notice God working in their lives and all the details. They're very attuned, their radio frequency, whatever in the brain, was turned to the right dial. They're picking up God's signal all the time. Here's your suggestion, okay? At the end of the day, before retiring for bed, prayerfully consider 5 gifts or 5 blessings that you received during the course of the day. 5 gifts or 5 blessings. It may be, "Thank you, Lord, I had that wonderful lunch. Lord, thank you. That accident I was almost in. Or Lord, thank you. I thought that the job interview today wasn't going to go well, but I thought it went pretty good. So thank you, Lord, for 5 blessings or gifts or graces." Or maybe like during the middle of the day, out of nowhere, you were inspired to pray and you actually stopped and listened and did it. Thank the Lord. 5 gifts, 5 blessings. Then after you do that, Reflect and discover 5 moments. Again, look at that. We got the 5 digits to count remains. Reflect and discover 5 moments when you're invited to give of yourself that day. 5 occasions in which grace was inviting you to generosity. Perhaps an opportunity to help someone, but even more so, times where God taps on our heart to stop and to say a prayer. Maybe the Angelus at noon, or maybe the 3 o'clock hour of divine mercy to stop and remember this is the hour that Christ died on the cross for me, just to say a thank you. Or if you have more time, or if you're near the church, even to stop in and pray the chaplet. So we thank God where we've succeeded, and then we ask healing and forgiveness where we have struggled and where we have failed. If you do this 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, another week, what happens? We develop a sensitivity where we're actually listening to God's voice. Now, this beautiful book I have here in my hand, it's called Mother Teresa, In the Shadow of Our Lady, Sharing Mother Teresa's Mystical Relationship with Mary. Blessed Mother Teresa learned a lot from Our Lady. She learned how to hold all these things in her heart and to contemplate them. Let us give you these words of wisdom here to help you and I to listen more to God's voice. Have you ever had that opportunity? You're in chapel. Hopefully you're visiting the Adoration Chapel regularly. You've signed up for an hour, making that commitment to Christ, not just floating. But when you open up your Bible or your prayer book and you read, if there's a line that touches your heart or speaks to you, stop. Stop right there at that moment, because God is trying to get in. There's something He's wanting to communicate to our hearts. Sometimes, like maybe you're reading a spiritual book, you have a goal, okay, I can read 1 chapter a day to go through. Oh, that's a good goal. But if God speaks to you in a particular line, a particular paragraph, stop. Oh, God touching my heart here. When I was in seminary, my first 5 years, community prayer began at 6:25 a.m. A bunch of us would attend the chapel at 5:25. So we would do our personal prayers for an hour. Then we had community prayer, then community mass, 7:15. So a number of us, our day would start off the first 2.5, 3 hours in chapel with the Lord praying. Now, I hope it was quicker for other people, but usually when I was in chapel, it would take me a good 40 minutes before I was plugged into the Lord. And I was sensitive and I could hear Him speaking in my heart. Not all but the noblest thoughts, those inspirations, we could hear Him. And He knows the Lord, and He gives you a light here or there, an idea or an inspiration, something to go with that day. But you know, I was thinking about the words. I was in seminary, protective environment, we had morning prayer, community prayer, midday prayer, evening prayer, night prayer, mass, all that. And it took me that long to get plugged in. How much more so out in the world when we're running here and there for a typical person in today's world? So it does take discipline. But if we desire, as Leo 13 says, what we desire, what we love, we shall obtain. But if we love Christ, we make that effort. Okay? Now, my dear friends, Jesus Christ shows us in the gospel today His primary mission for this miracle was to teach us how to hear and how to listen to the voice of God. What I would suggest, as I often do this at weekday masses, make a suggestion for our intention at communion. When we're united with Christ in communion today, ask Him for the gift. Lord, help me to listen to Your voice, to perceive it. Lord, sometimes these ears get clogged up, spiritual ears. Help them be unclogged, God, and listen to Your voice. And when I listen to it, to respond to it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.